forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Tell us how you feel. You wish for a sun from the day. The fungus of a man. Then love. Seek treatment. When you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
Oh my god.
Hey, it's Kat.
I'm Pat.
And welcome to Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating, and love. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Wait, stop, stop. First of all, what are we doing with, am I standing?
Hey, if I knew, I'd tell ya.
I know, babe, I know. I'm freezing and I'm wearing this because I'm shy.
And I want to be clear. I bought this today on Astor Place from The Gap for 40% off. And
The Gap.
And we have to be honest about that.
What?
We have to be honest about that.
Why?
We just do.
Isn't it sad that nothing I'm wearing is rented?
I love that.
This.
I didn't
I'm
like.
I'm stuck with this shit.
I didn't like that phase where everything was rented,
phase.
Nothing was permanent.
Well, that's life. You should grow up.
I want to stand.
Okay, we're going to sort of like kind of climb out of this pod. Like, is this what a car is? This looks a lot like a car. Okay, now I'm okay.
And
finally,
Catherine,
I can
Catherine,
breathe.
Catherine,
what?
Look.
Hi. What? Okay, really good work.
Nothing's easy.
It's
Nothing's
hard for me to exhale
town.
Unless I'm wandering on a stage under a spotlight. So this feels really good, really good. I'm okay, literally. It's our show right now.
I know.
How are
and
you?
We want to be totally, totally clear and transparent. We have no idea what we're kind of going to do tonight.
No. And we wouldn't dream of planning in advance, honey. Wake up. It's 2019.
We're busy. We're so busy. And there were some texts where we were like, should we do this? Should we do this? And it would be like, yeah, we would do that if we were fucking lame.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not. Yeah, we would pull out a slideshow if we were fucking losers.
Can you imagine? Well, click, clack. Embarrassing.
That's what this town tries to make you do. It tries to fucking make you try hard at things. And we refuse.
No, there's no homework. There's no homework involved and allowed. And there's sort of a thing going on, which I think everyone is noticing. There is an elephant in the room. There's a rug, and it's not in the middle.
Okay, wait. I'm so actually glad you acknowledged that,
because
I've been having this kind of internal panic where I was like, has there always been a rug? Like,
yeah.
Did we order the rug? Am I going to have to pay for this rug?
Wait, like, I have something to say about rugs.
Okay, please.
There's two things you need to know about rugs.
Okay, two words, go off.
Three words, thank you, bitch. Thank you for that permission for me to go off.
Stop.
Don't embarrass yourself tonight. Okay, I'm sorry about him.
Catherine's being a fucking bridezilla. About this whole show, she's a total bridezilla.
I'm saying something about rugs.
Okay, go off.
There's two things about rugs. One, if you're standing on one, you're on MTV Unplugged.
And that's what that just kind of was.
Or, the point's not done, or you're on the roof in 10 Things I Hate About You. Do you know what I'm saying?
No,
isn't that the one where they zoom out and there's a band like, I want this.
Yes. I want you to want me. I need you. Everyone.
I'm big. And then the second thing about rugs is...
This is the third thing about rugs.
Sorry,
that's
no.
Totally cool.
No,
totally
no.
Cool.
One is there's two places you are where when you're on a rug.
What is this? Seek Treatment Live Show or 10 Things I Hate About Rugs?
Honey.
Honey.
Honey, please. The second thing about rugs is no one's talking about how they're so much money.
Everyone feels very comfortable charging thousands for a rug. It's like paper, but a little bit different. The only material I know is paper.
Can I say something? What? Can I say something for once in my whole entire fucking life?
Look at me. Yeah.
Cool. You're going to hate this.
Okay.
You all might hate this, but I need to say it.
I'm ready.
Jill Zarin has a company called Jill Zarin Rugs. Do we love it? Okay.
Okay, and she's not here. Calm down.
Jill Zarin, come out.
She comes out crawling on all fours.
And actually, Jill Zarin, actually, Real Housewives of New York, was kind of redoing her whole entire house, and she realized, like, I love these nice rugs, but she thought to herself, oh my God, all these nice rugs are at a price point at which I can afford, but what if I couldn't? And so she said, I have an idea. What if I made good rugs for cheap?
Yeah.
And one of my friends was remodeling their apartment, and yes, it's a gay couple, calm down. And I said, check
out these
Jill Zarin
rugs. That's disgusting.
Okay, well, we have to share.
What's the end of the story?
What happened? Oh, that Jill Zarin has a rug company.
Okay. So moral of the story is you have gay friends remodeling their apartment and Jill Zarin has a rug company.
That's right, I have
gay
friends.
Can I make a third point? And that's beautiful.
Okay, this is your eighth point.
I know. And this is the last thing I'll say on the whole podcast.
This is canonically Catherine's third point about rugs.
The thing about rugs is that Jill Zarin, she says I'm making rugs for cheap, but cheap means different things to different people.
I know, but I mean like $600, which to a well-to-do.
It's cheap for me is if it's less than $100, it's free.
Cheap to you means if it's less than $100, it's free.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What does cheap mean to you?
To me, cheap means...
Go.
To me, cheap means...
Go.
Stop, let me go.
Sorry, okay, sorry. Try.
Cheap means, like, under $10. See, cheap means, like, you're at a bodega and you're like, I hope I can use a card for this.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Good, that's good.
That's, like, cheap. If you need cash, that's cheap.
Yeah. That's
beautiful. In my experience, in my circles I swam, that's what cheap is.
Yeah, okay, I think it's time to talk about what Hillary
Rodham
Clinton,
what happened.
Okay,
but also, kind of my point, going back to several points ago, recently I'm begging you all to stay seated. Hooked up. And I know. Okay, oh my God. Okay,
Catherine.
Catherine, time of death. That's me and Catherine's new catchphrase. We're talking about time of death.
And the other one is, you guys need to work that out with you and your God.
Okay.
Time of death, that was... Okay, wait, sorry. I'm going off rug for a moment.
Okay, and again...
I'm like on a Jeep Wrangler. Okay, you hooked up... And okay, here's the thing. Pat comes in.
Stop.
Pat comes in.
Okay, the thing about this is that we can't edit, so if I want you to stop talking, I'm just gonna scream.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, wait, we wanted to say if at any point in this podcast you're bored, just scream, I'm bored. And we'll stop.
We'll end the fucking show. We don't care. Who said, is someone bored? Are you bored? I love your off the shoulder.
If it was you, then like. Let's just say I hope you got whatever you're looking for from that.
Yeah. And if you're so fucking bored, then that's something you need to work out with your fucking God.
And I want to take this time.
Yes, drag her!
Drag her to hell. I want to take this time. If you're boring, please, I beg you, stay away from me and my family.
But for me, I think there's a certain... I think with some boring people, there's a certain eroticism to that.
No.
And I can get on board. It depends. It depends what kind of boring you are.
Okay, so...
So if you're boring... Maybe with me and no with Catherine and Catherine's family.
So here's the thing with Pat. He comes into the pause, dude.
Okay.
You say, you hooked, can I say this?
I'm scared.
I'm actually scared. I know.
And it's like you're off the rug. You're like, your exit strategy.
Okay. Do you feel better?
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, cool. No, I was just saying that, I was saying that like we were at a point in the hookup where we hadn't come yet. And I guess Catherine was wondering, can I say that you didn't come? And I was saying that we were at the point of hookup where I hadn't come yet. And then we got talking about something else, and so I never got back to the part where I came. but then Catherine started talking about her hookup, and she's like, I too had a sexless hookup. And I was like, okay, we had sex. And that's what we need to know is Catherine doesn't count gay sex as sex. Catherine doesn't count guys.
That's not true. You heard it here first. That's not true.
Though you did once say gay people can't play instruments.
Okay, stop.
Edit that out. This girl has a foundation teaching LGBT youths how to play tambourine.
Thank you.
Okay.
If you take photos, please tag. Don't. But save it without the tag. So if I like it, I can say, send it to me, and then you send it to me without
the tag.
Thank you.
And okay. Also, yeah, and I would say, like, definitely tag us, but don't be psycho about it.
Yeah. And definitely I have one thing to say, and this is the last thing I'll say, the whole pod. We need to get to the story of what happened today.
Okay. Oh, wait, this is psycho.
I know. Well, I have a story too, but we'll do the R story first.
Okay, and for context, for the story that you're about to tell,
yeah,
we had a podcast scheduled today that was fraught.
Okay, here's what happens. One week ago, I decide I'm done with Brooklyn, I've outgrown it. I moved to Manhattan.
It was there was nothing there for her anymore.
What?
There was nothing here for me.
I've fucked the way through. And one beanie after another. And I decide to move to Manhattan, which is close. It's nearby, so you might be familiar with it. And I'm like going around town bragging about my new apartment. Last night I'm in bed watching Escape from Dannemora.
Wait.
Dannemora. It's a prison show.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Which
hot.
With Patricia Arquette.
I'm horny.
It's really good. Paul Dano is really hot in it.
Who?
But I don't know why. I know. Why do I feel that way? I know. Okay, we're married. If one person, like, if you say one nice thing to me, I'm burying your children. It's like how it is.
And honestly, that was one, but I want to say this. There was a study done recently where gay rats got each other pregnant. And so gay men can get pregnant. And if you can't,
yes.
If you think they can't, then you're hateful and you think love doesn't win.
Love is love and love is when.
And love is rats getting each other pregnant. And that wins. And
so I'm in bed watching Break from Dannemora. And I hear a crash. And I was like, that was a crash that wasn't from the TV. I go into my living room. It's the one bedroom. Calm the fuck down. And the window has completely fallen through and shattered all over my floor, leaving a gaping hole where the window was. And it was sort of cold last night.
Wow.
Within seconds, I'm on the phone with my new lover saying, I need to come over. And then, so it actually kind of worked out. And that's where I reveal that I fucking broke the window on purpose so I could...
That's interesting that you say it fell in.
Because it fell in.
I was picturing in my head, but my head was conjuring, was that it fell out.
And I was conjuring four.
And I was kind of picturing like a Happy Gilmore situation where there was the woman like lying on the floor. Is that too masked to bring up Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, I'm like, what is that?
Is it cool to be masked? Did anyone see the game last night?
I feel unsafe. Anyways, point is there's shattered glass all over my apt and...
So ultimately, we had to cancel the pod up, which gave me time to kind of absolutely sleep on the air mattress on which I live a little bit longer.
Why do you do that? Wait, why don't you have a mattress?
No one knows.
Look at me. Pretend they aren't here. Why don't you have a mattress?
On paper, yeah. I should have a mattress.
Yes.
Something happened in the last 30 years that has led to me not having a mattress.
The thing about mattresses is that like everyone just sort of has one and you never know why.
I know.
And wait, this is my thing about, and I know that the rug material was really strong. This is, if you can believe it, this is actually stronger. People are so casual about getting a couch into their apartment. It's like, it's a fucking ordeal.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
What? I'm ready for this.
Jill Zarin couches.
Okay,
2020. 2020, Jill Zarin couches.
And that's our show. No.
And that's our show. Thank you for coming.
Now here, really quickly. What? Now we have to see what happened before the show.
Okay, and I can't figure out how to stand, and that's cool.
No, I'll start.
Okay.
By standing like this. I wouldn't have been able to do the show if Pat hadn't walked into the Bell House saying, I lost my phone.
Okay, what happened? I walked in, I recently recovered a tote that I had lost. And so...
And that can be a really special time for a 30-year-old man. That first moment you find that tote.
So, totally. So I'm definitely, like, kind of, like, reclaiming this tote and having fun with this tote and how I'm holding the tote. Because you need to know that my...
Photos of you, like, bowling with the tote. Thrifting.
Quality, my love language is quality time with the tote. And,
Tote montage.
And, you know, I wasn't a tote person in my mid-20s at all. And, And I'm becoming very much a tote person, which is definitely something I'm talking through in therapy.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And so anyways, my point of Catherine's story is, I entered, first of all, I came here from Blink Fitness.
Don't encourage him. I was like, can we meet to discuss the show? And he's like, I really got to get in a workout. I know.
I'm glad you're not laughing, because this isn't jokes, this is bragging.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not laughing, too.
I was going to walk from here, but the thing is, I texted Catherine from the locker room saying I was walking here, but I was in the locker room still, but then I took an Uber here.
Okay, you're watching me realize something.
And then I walked in with my tote like this, in this really fun way when you're holding a tote like this.
And that, again, is another really special time in a 30-year-old man's life.
Catherine's kind of sprawled out on the couch in the green room.
And tell them what I looked like. Tell them what I looked like.
Okay, so I get really excited because she looks like Sandy from Grease. End of the movie. And
Slut San.
So Catherine greets me by barking, take a picture. And so and that's why I love her, that's why we work.
If I had a nickel for every time Pat screamed, take a picture, I'd have the same amount of nickels I would if I said I did it that way. and that's the old idiom.
And that's the old idiom. And so I was like, oh, let me take a picture of Catherine because she actually does look really good and she actually does look like Sandy from Grease in this position.
Yeah, thank you.
So,
thank you.
Okay.
Finally, someone cares about me.
Married. So I go, oh, sure.
I know. And that's when I knew. Something was off. it was when he started smacking his face and I said, Pat seems like he's in a weird mood.
I didn't have my iPhone SE, which is, yes, between a 5 and a 6.
If you saw the phone, you would start sobbing. It's like a fucking, oh, it's a museum
it's so
of
sad.
Pain.
My whole life is so sad. Yeah. On paper, I should have at least a 6 plus.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't have my phone.
No.
But so that, so
then. And I, you know, do you notice that you were worried I was gonna be mad, but I wasn't mad?
Yeah, I was like,
I know.
But I was like, Catherine's trying not
That's
to be mad.
I thought you were, I know I was because I thought you were mad at me this morning. I called this morning, I'm like, we haven't spoken in, ready for this? Day and a half. And he answers, hey. Can you imagine your best friend saying, hey, when you answer the phone? Bad taste in my mouth.
But when I was on my air match and I was depressed. I was depressed.
No, and then what I said, oh, are you depressed? I said, don't make this about you, Catherine. Just make it about you in your head. Ask him about his.
And I can tell she was trying to not make it about her, and I definitely appreciated that.
Yeah.
And anyways, so.
Yeah.
Back to the phone.
Right, in a way.
In a way, back to the phone.
In a way, it always comes back to a phone.
And so how do you get your phone back from an Uber? Is the question. And so I was trying to go onto my Uber account on Catherine's phone, but then they kept after I put in my password, they kept sending a verification text to my phone.
Oh my God, there's not a dry eye in the house.
I know.
There is not a dry eye in the house. Whoa, 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 whoa.
So we don't know.
So
what to
then,
do.
Then should, I'm like, you know what we need to do?
By the way, we had a lot of these 2 hours to plan this show.
And this is what we've come up with. Jill, hey, you like it? So then I said, thank you. Love you. We're married. And then thank you. I was like, I'm like so bored of the story.
But
I've already lived it. And to live something and to tell something. Okay, wait, I'm a poet. Wait. Got my MFA. Wait. That time of the M. Okay, so. Then. This is the big moment. This is the big twist. We go and find my iPhone. I want everyone to say it once where you think the phone was. At the Bell, at a place called the Bell House.
Not in the toad.
Don't make this about the toad.
God, you're obsessed with the toad.
Oh my, if you want a toad, there's many ways to get one. What? Are you yelling I'm bored? Because I am. I already said it was in the Bell House, so calm down.
So then I got it back.
You got it back. And that was really beautiful.
And now, I would like to present to you guys my iPhone SE. It's in between a 5 and a 6. And guess what? I got this for $89.99 down, no payment plan, because I'm still paying off my 6.
It is so fucked up that the producers of our show didn't have a tiny top hat for the phone. We brought it out. And a little cane. Okay, you're like kind of awkward dude humor. Sometimes you say something and you're like, wait, why?
Oh, you know what I realized? We were supposed to time this.
I actually am.
Oh, cool.
And that's why I got your back, bitch.
Yeah.
And it has been 6 hours. Holy shit. Timing is timing. Wait, so before we started the show, this is just sort of, we're like the warm-up comics. We got to talk about how sort of our numbers, our stats.
Our stats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So
randomly, we both.
Wait, what are you going to say?
I know. I don't trust.
That's what's hard about this.
Me.
That's what's hard about this.
Can you imagine?
I don't trust these bitches.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I just think it's really beautiful that you're hooking up, and you know, I'm always hooking up.
Yeah.
And that you're sort of trying to kind of play me for a day.
Cool.
I'm okay
with
that.
That's very cool. That's very
I'm okay
cool.
with the way you guys responded to that. I accept that, and I don't need anything from you. I do this for me. No, well, Matt, what if?
I know.
What if I was doing this not for you guys to fall in love with me? What is it? Just like for the pure artistry of talking about myself.
I know. Whenever I see someone like committing to something when people don't like it, I'm like, sad. Yeah. No one likes that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I am an artist. I'll die for my art. Mm-hmm. But why don't we talk about your development?
Which one?
Your main one.
I'm scared. What is it?
Your personal one.
My personal life?
Yeah.
That I'm hooking?
No.
That I'm seeing someone?
Yeah.
What? I don't know what you're about to say. Okay, what?
No, I don't. Oh. Okay, I do.
I'm not ready to talk about it.
She's pregnant!
With?
A bow!
I fucked this and it got this. You'd think this would be smaller. There's no rules. There's no rules anymore. Yeah, what is... Wait, I have a quick question. What is love?
I know.
You know the answer.
I've never been in love. Calm down. This is a comedy podcast.
Is it anymore?
I know.
No one knows. Scientists are still trying to figure out if this is a comedy podcast or just a really sad sort of verbal diary. I used to have, and this is an amazing story. I
just want to say one thing.
Let me go off rug for one moment.
I want to just for once in my life meet a scientist. Keep going.
Wait, raise your hand. Wait, no. So just scream, I'm a scientist if you're a scientist. Okay, stop making this about you, tote girl. Addicted to you, and we are, won't say it with me, married. Marriage means nothing to me. Love, oh, you've never been in love. What
never
was I saying?
Oh, no, once. I've
been in love 6 times a day. There's this journal I used to have. It was a password journal where you pressed a button and then you said your password and opened. Yeah, everyone, so we all had the same one. And I, the example password they said was fun, so I made mine fun because I'm creative. And I used to sit in my room and I would press it and I'd go, fun, fun. My parents would walk by and be like, are you okay? Fun, fun. When I was at summer camp, which I was, you know, a Christian sports camp in Arkansas. Thank you.
An applause for Arkansas or summer camp?
For me.
Okay.
Let me have this.
Sure.
Let me have this. Take okay. It. So we were having this like discussion on like dating in God's eye or some fucked up bullshit hell that actually still torments me to this day. And one of the guys in the group, who now is a prominent sportscaster, so cheers. He said he was like, what are you looking for in a wife? And he was like, oh, that's an amazing sentence. I want someone who's always happy. And I love that.
I love that too.
And that's why we're married, he and I. What?
I was gonna say something, but now I won't say.
No, I bet it was good.
No, it wasn't.
What are you scared of?
I was gonna drag someone in the community for sure.
Oh, go for it.
No.
We can't get shy now just because there's like 30 people here.
At least.
I don't know about math.
No, I was gonna say something else. Would you do an arranged marriage?
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
like easily.
I don't know what I want.
Okay, I know,
this is very refreshing to hear a young woman say, I don't know what I want. My mouth goes all the way around my face.
If you're not sure exactly what you want, that's okay. Just get an arranged marriage.
Let someone else make the decisions for you.
It's all arbitrary anyways. Like, I don't know if I'm going to like someone in, like, a week. You know what
I
mean?
No. Oh, today you texted me lately, in parentheses, the last 6 hours. And I think that actually is late. That is lately to me, the last 6 hours.
Totally.
Here's the deal with me, and this is the one thing about me that I'll tell you tonight and nothing else. Every hour in my life is equivalent to a year. The ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's true.
I've aged. Oh, I've aged.
I know. That's why me and Catherine are kind of this, like, it's like a sci-fi movie about like a couple that's trying to connect, but one's like... Yeah,
Time Traveler's Wife.
Time Traveler's Wife. Is that a movie about
I've never seen it. I'm not going to.
What is... Yeah.
Is it good? Say if it's good.
I almost just accidentally asked what it was.
Okay, calm down.
No, do you know what my least favorite genre of movie is?
What?
Straight people falling in love in space.
Oh, I actually agree.
Why is that story
people
so cold?
Have to stop with space. I don't care about space, rope... Sand.
Okay, me neither. I don't care.
I like movies where there are women sitting on settees.
What? I don't know.
A settee is sort of maybe a chaise lounge, maybe a couch. No one knows, and scientists are still trying to figure out what a settee is. But I want a movie where women are sitting on settees and sort of whispering to each other. What's your genre of movie?
Well, first, my genre of movie is like teen girl struggling pre-prom.
Here's an idea. Come back with me to 2008. Right?
Okay.
No one asked, say it with me, no one asked me to my prom. No one asked me to my prom. That is why I'm up here now.
And I went to prom with a woman. I went to prom with a woman. And that was hard for me.
Spotlight.
And it was hard for my family. It was hard for the girl who... did try to hook up with my friend at after prom. Okay, cool. That helped.
Sorry, we both just blacked in and out.
But wait, what was I going to say?
I actually don't know.
Oh, Jill Zarin Satis.
Stop. Third B.
Third B. You guys, okay, should we
I know, I know.
These people or no?
I know, okay. We're going to start the show. Today's release today. It's night. Okay, we have a really special something prepared. We've invited some of the nation's top doctors, lawyers, scientists, and workers.
And they're all of those things.
They're all
of those. One doctor, one lawyer. It's five people who are doctors, scientists, lawyers, and even rabbis.
Yeah, they all contain multitudes.
And I hope this is okay to say. But I'm really into Jewish guys.
Oh my God.
But they're gonna come out, and basically, you've come here for help.
Come here begging on your knees for treatment, and
like
we're
little
here...
fucking dog piss pig sluts. You're all dying to get peed on by a doctor who knows what the fuck they're talking about for once.
Guinea piggies,
and we connect with that, and we like that. And so we've assembled this crew of these kind of Renaissance people.
People, calm down. There's no rules.
And they're going to help you. They're going to actually treat you.
Absolutely. There is a ghost here tonight. The ghost from the studio is here.
Oh,
she
my
wants to
God.
Party.
I love a ghost that wants a party. Capital T, am I right?
You know what? I'm not scared of being murdered or killed. I'm just scared of ghosts.
I'm not scared of ghosts, and I'm also not scared of being murdered.
You're not scared of ghosts?
I'm not scared of ghosts.
I feel like I have these dreams where they're like pulling my arms. Is that cool? Is anyone a doctor? Like, I've been working on this song for years that no one cares about and no one ever likes, and it's like, I need a friend who is a doctor, doctor, doctor. Tell me what song it's modeled after. Lord's Green Light. I'm a liability.
For me, I think if a ghost wants to pull my arm, I'm like. That's sad for you. Like, move on. Like, that's between the ghost and it's God. I don't care about having my arm pulled for a ghost. And if a ghost kills me, I'm like, cool, fine.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about ghosts and kind of the concept of dying.
I know. The main things about us is that, well, things are changing at all times. But I feel like the main things about us is I love sex. You hate sex. I
don't hate sex. I think that it is shrouded in guilt and shame.
Okay.
And it's important to kind of say that on a stage, on a rug even, for sure.
I'm going to miss the rug. And the other thing is that I'm scared of death, but you actually don't really care that much.
I don't care about death that much.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it.
Okay, let's wait. This isn't a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, and love, and death.
You're right. We're going to sit in our studio, and we're going to bring out our first expert. I'm very excited. Okay, you need to calm the fuck down. This show isn't about you.
Can I say one thing that podiums make me horny?
Wait, can I say that I, This doesn't happen all the time, but I'm randomly so horny today. Can you tell?
Yeah, I can.
You know why? So I was supposed to write something, and so whenever I'm at a desk, or whenever I'm near a book, I'm like, oh, you need to stop. I'm telling the crowd how to make me horny. Put me near a book, and I'm like, oh. If I hold a book and look out a window, I feel things that a girl like me isn't supposed to feel.
What makes me horny?
Old books, big doors. I don't know what this is anymore. I don't know why we're here. I don't know why you guys are here. It's really sad. Like, seriously, go.
Move home. Reconnect with your families. Yeah. Tell them that you came here tonight and let them help you figure out why. Let's get you guys back to being you guys, people who would never be here.
Wow, that was intense. I hope you enjoyed part one. Make sure you tune back in after your refractory period for part two this Wednesday.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.